it turned out to be very big, with the game being 1-1 going into extra time.
Well, it's huge. Anytime you get a goal called back, but I mean, I probably would have made the save, to be honest. I was held down, and I can't move, I can't do anything, can't rotate, can't really prepare myself for the rebound there, and it just sat there for about 10 seconds. So, I mean, that's good success for anyone in front of the net, but so it was a right call.
How'd the game look to you? Did it look like both teams had been off for 5 days?
No, you know what? That kind of looked like playoff hockey a bit. It was just a little bit grindy. I thought we played a really good game. We had our legs under us, and you know, I thought we did what we needed to do. The details were there.
You can't control the other end of the ice, but did you like what you saw from your club just kind of persisting when Smith was able to stop? I think it was 23 consecutive before your club finally got one.
Yeah, you know, he played a good game over there, but I liked how we were all over them and we were putting pressure on. And you know, honestly, I think we played our game tonight. That being said, our details were really good and guys were paying the price, but I think we played our game really well tonight.
It seemed to be over the entire 65 minutes plus, you were the better team, and you played kind of a playoff style. Was that kind of a mindset going in? Blake kind of echoed that a few moments ago.
Yeah, you know, our coaches got us prepared the right way. Mentally, we knew we were going to come in and grind. And I thought we worked it out in practice yesterday, and we came here and ready to play that hockey. And it's the fine details. You can't give up on a shift, and you can't give up on a puck ever, especially in playoffs.
Connor Blake said he didn't get scored upon in overtime, so it's a step in the right direction. But did you see anything different from maybe how the guys in front of you managed that 3-on-3?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe we held the puck a little bit more and made them make those pressure decisions of when they should change and when they should attack and when not to. And it really helps winning that first faceoff because that's where you get the momentum going and then you kind of carry it on throughout overtime. But I thought the guys, they did the right thing tonight.
And just what are you seeing differently maybe on the penalty kill? 4-for-4 tonight and a couple of really big ones. Obviously, goaltender is a big part of that. But anything else that you've noticed that the team's doing?
Yeah, they're battling very hard. They're working hard in front of me. And I think we got the chemistry now where they know where I need to see pucks. And they're staying in the right spots. And then when a puck does come, they're battling extremely hard and clearing out the rebounds.
What does it do for you as well, Connor? Last couple games before the break, that was the first time you'd dropped back-to-back games and the only time this year to be able to kind of stop that and get your club back in the right direction here again.
Well, it's huge. I needed that because our last shootout didn't go our way, and I take those very personally, and I wanted to prove that I have the pressure and, you know, I can handle it.